It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And welcome to
Life.
I missed the singing that time.
We're individuals. She says it how she wants at that given moment, and I do too. We're not here to, make everything perfect.
And perfection is already set. Yes.
So what are we talking about today, Avalon?
This is Season 1, Episode 6. And we are here to talk about Shop Local.
Small business.
Bum, bum, bum. Yes, we want to say support your local business, your neighbors, your friends, your family even.
Your local community. We are not saying that, don't shop big store. We just want to put it out there to you so you can put it on your mind, think about it a little bit. Maybe there's that one store, one mom and pop's shop out there. Could use your help. Use your help today. Buying anything that you didn't think you might be able to get local instead of having to drive 20 miles to go to the big store. When you help out the local community, you're helping out yourself. Always keep that in mind.
Yeah. And even in the services. So if you're looking for a personal service, maybe it's under a big conglomerate or a franchise. And here's somebody who's just opened their shop and they're trying. And so what if they mess up your nails the first time? Or your haircut? They're just trying. And why not give your neighbor an opportunity to run a business? One of the big things about small businesses is a lot of them will fail within the first 2 years learning how to run a small business, learning the ropes.
It is not easy.
Learning the taxes, learning how to have employees, learning all the good things that you need to do to have a small business. And there are some people who are even able to run small businesses out of their home. And that's an amazing feat, too.
I mean, I'm not anti-big business. I'm not anti the big garden store being there selling things. They do employ the local community. I understand. They bring jobs. They do bring money into the community. But we can't forget about the small business. The small business is the backbone of our nation's economy. They are the backbone. And without our support, as Avalon said, they're going to more than likely fail within 2 years. They're putting money back into the community. They have the opportunity to promote local artisans, local gardens, local seamstresses, haircuts. These are local people that get to make money doing what they're good at with a local company.
Absolutely. There's so many options. I think of a local business owner that I know who sells the knickknacks and the this and that of things for the home, and even does some resale of things that people have gently used, and the shabby chic that is currently popular. And one of the things I think of as a business owner, not just as a consumer to shop local, but from a business owner's perspective to source local. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love, there's a grocery store that actually is a chain out there, but they do source local. So they get their farm goods mm-hmm. from local farms. There's a radius that they have. And even some of their other goods, like their dry goods, like their pastas and things like that, are made by little restaurants who have that as another part of their businesses. Mm-hmm. In that, there's got to be a new term for mom and pop shop anymore.
Yeah. Even restaurants are doing what you're talking about. Local restaurants, individually owned, to some chains, go out to local markets to buy their vegetables and buy some of their dairy product and things of that nature. It's there. There's an established ability to do this. But when you're helping that individual small market business out, they're putting money back into the local taxes, the state taxes. They're still paying federal. They're employing people and giving them wages and jobs, and sometimes, if they're fortunate, eventually benefits. They're promoting your local community. They represent you. So you live in a place where somebody's driving through and they see this, going in, Harry's Hair Pottery. But they represent you. They're putting your community on sale. They are selling your community. Help them. Help them sell you and your community and let everybody in the world know what it's about. Next thing you know, they could be the next Amazon. You never know where it could lead. But with your support, it gives them that next rung up the ladder. Supporting local doesn't mean not supporting a bigger store or a bigger group. We're not saying, banish them. We're just saying, though, the next time you need that one item, think about it. Can I grab that locally and know that I'm helping out locally, a small business owner, which in turn is probably helping somebody's teenage son or daughter have a summer job? It's the little things. Again, this is what we've always talked about. We want to invoke a thought in you to, how does my action here, look at all how that chain out, that reaches a chain, it just keeps going. And you don't know who you're helping 5, 6, 7, 10 steps down the road. But helping that small business is a way to start.
Yeah. One of the thoughts I may have been just having was about franchise owners. Hmm? So yes, you're part of a big business. They're going, well, I'm technically a small business too. In certain ways you are. Mm-hmm. You might be offering a chain something that wasn't available in your area before, where you're hiring the local people, but you're also paying those big franchise dollars to someone else somewhere who's can benefit out of it. When you're supporting somebody who has a small business, and maybe it's a small business where they have a couple chains in your area, you're supporting somebody's dream. Think about, oh, if I could do it all over it, maybe not even do it all over it. You know, it's always been my dream too. Why not? Why not take the opportunity to make that dream come true when you have support from friends and families? Be smart about it. Do your research. Don't just open it up today. And as somebody who's been a small business owner, do that business plan. Plan out for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you advice right here, right now. Bum, bum, bum. A top economic officer gave me this advice when I started my business, boom, boom, years ago. Plan for 50% failure. Now you're stuck with product. Now you have a service. You're not getting people to sign up for, register for, whatever. Plan for 50% failure, but also plan for 200% success. I'm running short on this product. Oh my gosh, there's not enough time in the day to put everybody in my schedule. It was one of the most simplest but broadest ways of thinking about how to be a successful business. Think about it.
Again, shopping local. Everything starts local. Politics, religion, self, betterment, education, school. It all starts local. Maybe now you're getting to see a theme that we have. Or should I say themes? One theme is provoking and invoking thought for you to make your personal decisions. But two, locally. It's got to start locally. You cannot have these grandiose ideas that you're going to go out tomorrow and make changes nationally. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Okay? You have to act locally. Whatever your passion drives you towards, we're behind you 100%. Small business is so essential to this nation and to our economic system. We have seen small businesses and restaurant owners closing and closing and closing. This is something that will take decades to rebuild. This isn't something that's going to come back with an economic stimulus package. That economic stimulus package doesn't help me as a business owner that had 4 people working for me. Now, not only they don't have a job, I don't have anything. What's my next move? Oh, wait a minute. Our unemployment rates are enormously high. Help support your local business owners. Right. I implore you, please think about this.
Right, because the big chains, they didn't close. They didn't have to close. If you look back into recent history, you'll notice there were places that never, ever closed. But the small shops were forced, mm-hmm, by government mandate to shut down and lose their income, which was painful to a lot of people. Not only losing income, some people losing their livelihoods, things that they've spent 20, 30 years on. That big dream that, oh, I was finally going to open something and I can't now. This is a time for you to start thinking about, how can I help my neighbor and their dream to put back, right, into the community?
Would you rather be able to go get a quality item from someone local and know that that one purchase that you made may be the difference in them surviving for the month? Or would you rather go get the same quality item or lower quality item made at a larger place that they really didn't need your sale? Let's be honest. So again, help out local. By that statement, I'm not saying don't help out the big guy either. Sometimes they have what you need, or it's just they have a better product. We'll be honest, sometimes they do. But supporting that local person, there's a good chance, as Avalon brought up, they're using local items, locally made items, produced items, grown items. Look at everybody now that you've helped locally by just that one purchase.
And your small businesses are essential for our local community and for our living.
Right.
I think about, you have a boutique, and here's a thought. What if you had one little section that was locally made or made in the USA right there in your boutique? And now suddenly there's other artisans who come up to you and say, hey, I actually paint. I make candles. I make pillows. I make Afghans. Can I sell here in your shop? Why not? Then you're promoting more people who have a talent in your community,
right,
and who'll be more excited to promote you because you've just promoted them. It's communication. It's us getting back together because we all live in the same world, because it's a small world.
Think about it. Look what you can do, starting with yourself and going out. What can you do to make a change to help out your neighbor, your local community?
Yes.
Because let's be honest about it. There's nothing more important that affects you daily outside of your home than your local community. It's there every day when you open up the front door to walk outside. It's there when you walk out the back door or through the garage. Guess what? All exits from your house lead to your local community. So you always have to be there and deal with that and see that firsthand, first thing. Wouldn't it be a lot better if you had direct control and a direct effect on how your community was being changed?
And with that thought, I'd like to put in these words of business, taxes, politics. Because small businesses do get taxed unfairly, and just the same as some of the big businesses in the community, which hurt the mom and pop of their livelihood. For those of you who might be in local politics out there, make changes to help those small businesses. Don't tax and tax and tax and double tax over and over again. You've bought a desk for your office that you need to work. And now guess what? You're being like taxed on that every single year for that same that you already paid sales tax on.
Right.
Why? It makes no sense. I bought it, I owned it, but do you ever own it? Because I keep getting taxed on it as a small business owner. It's hurting me. I can't take right. that money home, and I can't give that to another business in my community.
And you're paying business insurance. And guess what? You have to report everything that's on that insurance, right? So guess what? That desk that you've been taxed on over and over and over and over again is also being filed under your insurance. How many times you got to pay for that $200 desk?
This is part of understanding that business plan and making sure that you're ready to open a small business. But the thought here is, if you're in the politics,
mm-hmm.
help the small business owners. Don't keep making them pay over and over again when there's other bigger businesses that can be helping toss money in the bucket.
Right. And for everybody that wants to think on the patriotic line, America, 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 what better way to support America and America business is by shopping locally, shopping American citizens making American product. Buy American. Oh, it's more expensive. Well, it's more expensive because we're trying to pay them a living salary compared to 15 cents a month. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd rather pay a little bit more for an item and know that I'm paying somebody's fair salary here that's paying taxes, here that's voting, here that's helping my school board out in our education system, than someone who's being forced to work 12, 13, 15 hours every day for 15 cents a month, 15 cents a day, whatever. It's still 15 cents. Let's think beyond, people. Let's think beyond, okay?
Absolutely. When you're waving your American flag in your foreign vehicle, for example,
right?
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave that one right there.
Exactly. Think about it. See how it affects you, those around you, and work outward from there.
Yeah.
Make the choice that is right for you.
Take inventory of your household. How much of that is local? How much have you helped your neighbors? And how much of it has been outsourced someplace else? I think you'll be pretty surprised that 80% of your household
come from China.
I didn't want to say that, but
it's the truth. It comes from China. I have nothing against the individual Chinese nation of people, but again, this is economics we're discussing here. Who would you rather help out tonight? Someone here or someone there? We have to start local. They can start local in their own districts. We start local in ours.
Absolutely. I think that about wraps it up to shop local.
Exactly. Help them out. Think about it. And I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you again.
I'm Avalon.
I'm Edward.
And this is Life.
Life.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.